Matthew 28 from verse 1 onwards. Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. The word that was given by God through the angel of God to those who came looking for Jesus. These women, Mary Magdalene and other Mary, came to see the tomb. They came to the place where the body of Jesus Christ was laid, the dead body. He was crucified and his body was laid in that tomb. Even though Jesus had talked about his resurrection, it really didn't sink into them. And they came looking for the body of Jesus. They wanted to do something that was important, the ritual, you know, the ceremony, to honor the body of Jesus Christ. And they came looking for Jesus Christ. Wherever their faith was and whatever level their faith was, their hearts were still desiring Jesus Christ. God met them at their point, the meeting point. Their faith was not up to where it should have been, but they had that love for Jesus. They said, "We got to go do something for this Jesus. We have to go. We can't stay home. We have to go and do that which is honorable for the body of Jesus Christ." And they went looking for the body of Jesus Christ. When they went looking for the body of Jesus Christ, it was like, surprise! Someone else was sitting there. And you see here how this great announcement of the resurrection of Jesus came. There was this earthquake, a great earthquake came. Isn't it very beautiful that when Jesus was born, you had the angelic announcement to the shepherds that came. Now to his disciples, these women, angel has been sent by God to give this announcement, good news. Good news when he was born, good news when he rose again from the dead, good news. God is bringing good news for us today. In the midst of all the bad things that are happening, in the midst of all the brokenness that we see everywhere, God says, I'm bringing good news for you. And the good news that the angel brought to Mary and the woman there was a surprise for them. God says, the good news that God brings to his people will not be something that you are thinking that it's going to happen today. I know it's going to happen. No. It comes at an unexpected time, at an unexpected moment. This is a prophecy God is giving at this hour. Whatever pain we may be going through, whatever sorrow we may be going through, whatever heartache we may be going through, whatever grief we may be going through, whatever sickness we may be going through, God says, you know, sometimes people say a light at the end of the tunnel. That means you have to go through the tunnel all the way to the end. And when you come to the end, you see light at the end of the tunnel. You know what God does? Inside the tunnel, he comes and says, let there be light. You don't have to come all the way to the end of the tunnel. He is the all-powerful God. When God comes in,
darkness leaves. In this place of death, tomb signifies death. Tombstone signifies death. But the Lord of resurrection life, who has power over death, he came there as the risen Lord. And so, he didn't need anybody to roll the stone away. You know, he just passes through the doors and he can pass through the walls and he walks on water. Why did the angel come and roll the stone away? It was for the women to come and see, because they can't pass through the stones. So the stone was rolled away so that the women can come and see. Come and see the same place where you laid him. Come and see. He's not here. You know, they needed that visual assurance that the body of Jesus is not there. You know, the love of Jesus, even when you have a hard time believing, he comes and says, you need proof? I'll give you the proof. That is the love of Jesus. He comes and he meets us where we are. God is speaking to our hearts today. You know, we may be struggling and trying to say, Lord, I'm struggling. I'm trying to paddle my boat and I'm trying to row it and I'm struggling. God says, all you need to do is look up. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. When we look up, all of a sudden, he gives us the strength. All of a sudden, you feel like you not only have two hands, you feel like you have four hands. All of a sudden, you feel like you're going faster than you ever thought you would. Why? Because now the hand of God is there with you. And he causes you to move forward. Now, you look at these women. They had this desire, this love for Jesus Christ. And God saw their sincerity. God saw their love. God saw their seeking. God is speaking at this hour, the Lord says. God sees your seeking. God sees your sincerity. God sees that you're looking for him. And God also sees your brokenness. And God sees your need for the risen Lord. Even if you have no knowledge that he is risen. But the fact that you came seeking for this Jesus, God says, I'll meet you right there. He moves heaven and earth too. Come rescue me when I call. This is who our God is. He sent an angel just for these women. Where people may say that, oh, these are just little crybabies, like crying all the time. These are just women and, you know what, they got up early and they ran and they don't know, you know, how dangerous it is. And these Roman guards are there and they can be thrown in the prison. And these are just two foolish women and, you know, a few foolish women that just went. But you know what? God saw that sincerity. God saw that integrity. God saw that love. And the Lord said, I'm sending an angel for you. I'm sending my messenger to you. My messenger will come and give you the exact direction. You know, you don't have to go wandering around. You know, when the days when you didn't have GPS, right? You'll have to stop and ask somebody, where is this place? And one will say, go there and turn this way. And then when you go there, it'll be the wrong direction. And the other one says, I think it's that way. And then you try to go there. And then someone will say, I think it's a... And when someone actually gives the right direction, you feel so relieved. And you feel like an angel came and helped you. And God sends you the help. There's no misdirection. No waste of time. God gives you exactly that which you need. What a good God we have. What a good God we have. He sent this earthquake, and this earthquake came, and the angel of the Lord descended from heaven. What does that signify? It signifies a grand announcement. All the world know the King is risen. He bore the sins of the world. Yes, his blood touched this ground. Oh, ground, now you're going to see him walk as the risen Lord. And this earthquake came, and the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. And the angel could have just came and he would have just caused the stone to disappear. No. You know why? Because the stone was so important. That stone shows that this tomb was closed. It was sealed. And he said, I have power over this stone. And he said, this is going to be my chair. And he rolled the stone and he sat on top of the stone. And the announcement is, he is not here. He is risen. He is risen. He is risen. No matter what kind of a complication you may face, no matter how big that stone may be, no matter how hard it may be, sometimes we can say, Lord, you can cause this to disappear and this can vanish. And the Lord said, no, no, no. Certain things are necessary to be in God's great museum, to show God's victorious power. That stone is there to this day. The grave is open. The stone was not rolled away by man. It was rolled away by an angel to show that God has power over Roman authority. God has power over these soldiers. God has power over all these things. In your situation, whatever may look impossible, whatever may look like it's locked in, God can get you out without the stone being rolled away. But he says, no, no. Certain evidences I'm keeping here so that the whole world may know he's your Lord. That he is the Lord of resurrection and life. Wherever death was in your life, God says, I'm going to keep proof for resurrection. And God Almighty sent the angel to roll this stone away. And now this stone was rolled away and he sat on this stone. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. He was an angel. For he came from the presence of God. He has this glory on his face. His clothing is like white as snow and the whole being is lit up. He's from there. He's sitting there. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. You see the power of God that was manifested through this angel of God. And we saw this on Good Friday. How when Jesus said, who are you looking for? He just had to speak a sentence. They all fell back like dead men. The power of God. You see the angel of God carrying the same power coming from the presence of God. He comes and he sits there. When the guards, they saw him, they shook a fear and became like dead men. It was not like, oh, we are scared. No. There was something more to it. The power of God knocked them to the ground. We see that in the life of Apostle Paul also. When he had the encounter with God, all of a sudden he fell to the ground. Such is the power of God. To know that I'm having an encounter with a supernatural being. Not with any force that's on earth. This is beyond a person's comprehension. For them to feel that this is beyond me. This is beyond me. Now, you see, these men fell, right? Like dead men. You don't see the angels looking at them saying, well, don't be afraid. Get up, all of you. No. The conversation is not with those who oppose and who try to tear down the kingdom of God. But the conversation was directed towards those who are sincerely seeking God Almighty. So you see now, the angels there, they saw these people fall and they saw what was happening. But these were the very same guards who went back after that and got a bribe from Jewish authorities. And they went and lied. Think about their hearts. If they saw the angel and they saw the stone rolled away and they all fell, fear struck them. But these are just like the people who fell back and they got up to arrest Jesus. Even if you give them 1,000 chances, they will not change. So, God never wastes time with those who will waste his time. But he goes to people who are sincere. So these people, they were afraid, but the fear was not about, oh, I'm having an encounter with God. Now, this is so real. I need to see what I should do. And that's where Apostle Paul was very different. When he was thrown from that horse and he fell, he's looking at Jesus and he's asking, what must I do? A sincere heart will have an encounter with God, God will have an encounter with sincere people. When you sincerely seek Him, God's word says, when you seek me with all your heart, you shall find me. Sincerely, these women sought Jesus. Even though He was risen, in their minds, they thought He was dead. Do you know what? God can work with that. If you're sincere and you say, Lord, I don't have the faith, God will work with you. He'll give you what you need so that you can hold on to, so that your faith can go from where you are to where it needs to be. And these women came there. And now they're having an encounter with this angelic being. And the angel answered and said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Very important statement. The angel is reminding these women, he told you this before, that he will rise up from the dead. He told you this before. Now, just as he said, he rose again from the dead. Just as he said, he rose again from the dead. Just as Jesus said, he rose again from the dead. What does that speak to you today? Whatever Jesus has spoken to you of, whatever promise that God has given to you, no matter how opposite situations may appear, if you are a sincere seeker of the living God, if you sincerely seek Him, into what revelation you get, you do it. God will come and reveal to you the greater things that God has for you. And God will move you from where you are to where you need to be. One thing is required, which is integrity. At the core of your being, when you say, I need to see Jesus. I am seeking you, Lord, with all my heart, even though I don't know everything. God says, to what extent you know and to what extent you come. God will meet you right there. Right there. Now these women who were there, the angel says, just like he told you, he rose again from the dead. And Jesus is looking at you today and he says, just like he has told you, he will bring to pass every word that God has spoken to you. Every word. Every word shall come to pass. Every word. From the dot to the comma, to the apostrophe, to the period. Every word, the Bible says, the jot and the tittle, everything will come to pass. That which the Lord has said. Just as he told. He did it. He fulfilled it. Now all that God has spoken to you, God will fulfill it. God will fulfill it. God will fulfill it. We need to have that assurance, Lord. No matter how dead my situation may appear, you know, the body of Jesus was so wounded beyond recognition for us. But he rose again from the dead. You know, to this day, he bears the scars. You know, who would want to walk around with scars? To this day, he bears the scars because he bore it for us. And those scars are victory scars. Victory scars. You know, sometimes Satan will try to come and appear like Jesus, look like Jesus, you know. And when he comes and stands, he won't have the scars. The real Jesus has the scars. And those scars are what Satan is so terrified of. Because he bore them for you and for me. To show Satan, you had no power. You had no power. To this day, he has no power. Because of his death on the cross. We have so many healing testimonies. We have so many deliverances. We have so many people brought back from the dead. Because he died and he rose again. So now, the angel of the Lord looks at these women. He says, look, just as he said, he rose again. And he says, look, he is not here. Come and see. He doesn't say, I told you, right? Just sitting on the tombstone, he already looks like a heavenly being and it's enough. But he's so gentle. I want to show you, come. Come and see for yourself. How much more? How much more can the Lord do for us? how gentle God is. He sent that messenger. He said, make sure. Did you show them so that they know? Because he knew that they came with such heaviness of heart. Because they wanted to see Jesus. Now Jesus is not here. How can he not be here in a tomb that was sealed by the Roman guards, by Pilate, the governor himself? And the tombstone is rolled. Not only that, he is not here. He is risen, just like he told you. He is risen. He is going before you into Galilee. He is going before you into Galilee. God is speaking to our hearts today. No matter what you may be going through, the Lord says, the resurrected Lord, who has given his promise to you about different situations in your life, he's going before you. He's going before you. God is going before you. Just as he said, he'll fulfill that which he has spoken. He is going before you. For what? To do greater things. To do greater things. Our God is going before us. He is going before you. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. Now he's saying, he told you that he will rise again from the dead. Now I'm telling you, he has risen and he is going before you. And what happened to them at that point? They didn't say, well, you're saying this, but how can this be? No. Once they heard it and they saw, it was good enough for them. What happened to them all of a sudden? People who are looking for the dead body, what happened? Their faith shot up. Whatever God does for you, it is for your faith to arise from where it is to go to the next level. Wherever you may be in your walk with your God. God wants to move you from where you are to where God wants you to be. God says, he is not where you're looking. Not in a place of death. Not in a state of unbelief. You want to go see him? You need to believe first. And their faith latched on to the word of God that came through the messenger of God. That's what God is doing at this hour. He's giving you the word that you need to latch on to through the messenger of God so that you can see the Jesus who is going before you. He's going before you. He's going before you. Why is he going before you? He's going before you to show great and mighty things so that he can prepare you so that you can do the greater works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy. What happened? The fear is like, oh my God, he rose again from the dead. And like they couldn't contain their joy. They're going to go see the risen Lord, right? Think about that, how they would have felt with fear and great joy. That's the normal emotions. If we don't have it, then something is wrong. That fear that I'm going to see this risen Lord Jesus, who was all covered up with blood just 3 days ago. Now I'm going to go see him. An excitement that he is risen from the dead. Faith will latch on to the word that God gives through God's servants. It's very important. When the messenger of God brings the message from God, it's so important to latch on to that, not ask for more evidence. Lord, can you show a few more and can you show me anything else? Which way did he go and can I see a vision of him again? None of those things. This is where Thomas differed. These women didn't have to see Jesus. When the angel said, he is going before you, they ran. But Thomas, in front of Jesus, he said, can I put my hand inside your nail prints? Can I? Do you know what? How loving Jesus is. He said, oh, go ahead, Thomas. Go ahead. If that's what you need, so that your faith can latch onto what you feel, go ahead. Thomas's life was never the same. Our God is the God of love. He meets you exactly where you are. But you know what? When God comes and meets you at your meeting point, it's important you cross over to his side after that. At that point, you shouldn't say that, I see it, Lord. You don't want to be like the Roman guards who saw this heavenly being and had this encounter and felt the earthquake and fell back and all those things, felt the power of God. And then what do? They went after money. The little money that came from these Jewish authorities. They got that and they stole the truth and they lied, saying that the disciples took his body away. After knowing the truth, we should not sell the truth. Jesus is going before us. Whatever God has spoken to you, God will bring it to pass. Not a single word will fall to the ground. Not a single word. And when the Lord says, look, I'm going before you, go and tell everybody. It's so important for us to go and tell everybody. This is what happened. This is what I saw. And he is going before us. What did they do? Now, the faith that was imparted into them through the angel of God, through the messenger of God, now is being imparted through these women to the disciples that were there. God is speaking to our hearts today. That which God is doing in your life today is not simply for you to feel better, but it is for you to receive so that you can give to those who don't have, to those who don't know. Yeah, there are people, disciples of Jesus, people who say they know Jesus, people who say they read the word, but they don't know the resurrection power of Jesus. They don't know that he is risen. And God says, I want to use you like how I use these women to go and tell them the truth, to go and tell them what you have experienced, what your encounter with the risen Lord was. Are you going to go and tell? Or are you going to say that, well, I'm very happy. Maybe you can tell Jesus to talk to me first. And after I talk to him, then I'll be convinced. Otherwise, they'll think I'm crazy. And no, they knew that this is the truth. When he said, just like Jesus said, all of a sudden, they were able to make that connection. Yes, he said. He's going before. Oh, he's going before me. I'm going. You see the transition? From looking for a dead body and coming to do their rituals. All of a sudden, the whole change took place, transformation. Now they're going after the living God. There are a lot of people in many places. They're going to church week after week. You know what they're doing? They have such love for God, such sincerity, such piety. With that, they go and they worship God. But they don't know that he's risen. They don't know the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. They don't know what you know. They've not felt what you have felt. They have no knowledge of what you've seen. And God is saying, I've given you these experiences so that you can go and tell those sincere people. You can go and tell those people who feel like this is how I have to be. I have this sickness and I will die with this sickness because this is my trial. I have this marriage problem. I'll have to live with this marriage problem because this is my cross. I have this problem. This is my cross. A lot of people think this is my cross. We need to know that God is here to take away your burdens so that in exchange for your burdens, he wants to give you his yoke. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. When people misunderstand, they think that the dead Jesus is what we are worshiping, we need to let them know. Oh, no, no. He's risen. He's risen. He's risen. He is alive today. And he's in the business of healing. He is alive today. He is in the business of restoring. He is alive today. We don't have to live the way we're living. He's gone before us. He's gone before us. To impart life. And it's because he went before them. You see the book of Acts. It's because he went before them. We see the rest of the epistles that are there. What a good God we have. Because of the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. We have not only hope. We have a life to live. Because of Jesus Christ. We can live a victorious life. Now when you think about Jesus, Jesus was not someone who said, hey, I rose again from the dead and look how powerful I am. And you don't see any of those things. When you look at Jesus, all you see is humility. At all costs, he wants to bring you to the light. When you say you can't see, but I want to see, he comes and he says, I'm going to heal you. I'm going to make you to see. When you say, God, I can't hear, but I really want to hear. If you really want to hear, he'll come and take that block off of your ears. When you say, God, I'm not able to understand, but I really want to understand. He comes and he takes away the block that's from your mind. God, I really want a new life. I don't want the way I'm living. God says, I'm here to give you that new life and remove that which is keeping you from experiencing that new life. The Lord Jesus Christ, he's here in our midst. He's here to tell you today that the tomb has no power over your life. It didn't have power over his. It won't have power over you. He's here to tell you that every word that he has spoken, he will bring it to pass. Just like how he brought it to pass in his very own life. He's here to tell you that just as he used these two women to bring that good news to the people by giving them the good news first. In tangible ways, God says he is here to give you the good news so that you can take the good news, having experienced thoroughly, to those around you. God has asked me this question. If you have experienced the power of God, are you ready to run like these women? But God says, go, tell. Are we ready to run? Or are we saying, Lord, one more confirmation, two more confirmation, 10 more confirmation. Lord, do a little more. Well, all night I was up, Lord. I didn't sleep and I have a headache now. And can I just go home and sleep first and then go and tell those fellows? Maybe you can go and tell them. No. That excitement and that joy filled them. God is speaking to your hearts today. That excitement and joy of what God has done for you should fill your heart. Should fill your heart and say, those who are out there, they don't know, they think that this is how I have to live. This is how my life is going to be. Yes, Jesus healed and he did all these things 2,000 years ago, but now he's gone. We have to live like this. You can tell them, oh, no, no, he's alive. I just saw him. I just talked to him. Oh, his messenger just came and told me. He's alive. What he told me before, just as he said, he brought it to pass. He will do the same for you. He will do the same for you. God will do the same for you. Every word that God has spoken shall come to pass. Do you believe that? Every word. Every word. He has the power to do that. He has the power to do that. Wherever you are, in your faith walk with God, wherever you may be, only thing God is asking you today to ask God is, God, help me. Help me to move from where I am to where I need to be. Shall we all stand up together? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord sent the angel to take away the fear and the sorrow from the hearts of these women. God has sent his message through his messenger this afternoon to take away the heaviness and sorrow from your heart. To lift you up. To give you that assurance that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That he is here to move you from where you are to where you need to be. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Take a few minutes in the presence of God. Hallelujah. God has come to impart joy into your heart. God has come to impart joy into your heart. God has come to impart peace into your heart. God has come to impart his peace into your heart. Hallelujah. God has come to impart his life into your spirit. Hallelujah. Every word that God has spoken shall come to pass. It always has happened that way. Be of good cheer, God says. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is here to move you from where you are to where you need to be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wherever you are, you give yourself over to the Lord and say, Lord, move me from where I am to where I need to be. Lord, I want to be like these women who sincerely came looking for Jesus and who got more than what they thought they were going to get. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Praise you, Father. Thank you for this Easter Sunday. A day to remember the triumphant victory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And thank you for the word that you've given from heaven to us this day, to impart faith into the hearts of your people. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. The angel of the Lord came and rolled the stone away. Thank you, Lord. And he sat on that very stone that was rolled away to show that God of heaven and earth has power over every single one. That stone is there, declaring that he is Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Whatever your people may be going through today, you're the Lord God who will not only roll the stone away, but will keep those stones so that people may know your power, your awesome power. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Take a few moments in the presence of God and give yourselves over to God and tell the Lord, Lord, I have come to the house of God just like how these women came. And I thank you for your message that you've given to me through your messenger, to impart faith into my spirit so that I leave as a different person with a different level of faith. Hallelujah. To go and do your work. Hallelujah. Having seen the faithfulness of God, God is asking you this question. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to run? Hallelujah. Are you ready to run? Hallelujah. To all those who are behind closed doors, who are filled with fear, who have no hope for tomorrow, who are weeping day and night, who are facing death every moment. Are you going to be like these women? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That has brought us into a very solemn moment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. With the message that God has given to you, what are you going to do with it? Will you believe that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion? Will you believe that God will cause you to set the captives free? Do you believe that the word of the Lord is powerful enough to raise the dead? Do you believe that the word of God will come to pass in your life? Hallelujah. Do you believe? Do you believe? Hallelujah. God has kept many living proofs in front of you. In your own life, you've seen the empty tomb. In your own life, you have seen the stone that is standing as a testimony to what God alone can do. What more do you need? God is asking you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. God wants to touch you this hour. God wants to impart his faith into you at this hour. Faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. These women heard the word of God that came from the messenger of God. And it imparted faith into their hearts. Hallelujah. It imparted faith into their spirits. Hallelujah. It imparted faith into their entire being. Hallelujah. It imparted physical strength to them. Hallelujah. To run with such excitement and fear. Hallelujah. To take the message that came from the messenger. To go and give it to the people there. Hallelujah. So that they too can come and see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Thank Him for the word that God gave to you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The Spirit of the Lord is here to impart His joy into you. Hallelujah. The women came with great sorrow and they left with great joy. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is here to lift the spirit of heaviness off of you. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is here to lift the spirit of sorrow off of you. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is here to do a deeper work. Hallelujah. A work that God alone can do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Lift Him up. Hallelujah. Lift Him up. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise You. Praise You. Praise You. Praise You. Praise You. Praise You. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise You, Father. Praise You, Father. If you have received the message of God that came through the messenger of God this afternoon, open your mouth and praise Him. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Hallelujah. He is not here. He is risen. Hallelujah. His tomb is empty. Hallelujah. His tomb is empty. Hallelujah. His tomb is empty. Hallelujah. And the stone has been rolled away. Hallelujah. The angel sat upon that stone as the authority of that stone. Hallelujah. Oh, thank You. Thank You. Thank You, Lord. And the Lord says, I will do the same thing for you. Hallelujah. I will do the same thing for you. Hallelujah. I will do the same thing for you. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Those who sincerely seek Him, those who sincerely come to Him, even when they come with such heaviness and sorrow, God says, I will take that sorrow out of you. I'll take that heaviness out of you. I'll take the hopelessness out of you. I will take all the sadness out of you. I will take, hallelujah, that which is weighing you down, and I will replace that with My joy, hallelujah, oh, My excitement, hallelujah, that comes from the truth, hallelujah. Thank You, Holy Spirit. Thank You, Holy Spirit. Receive the joy that comes from God, hallelujah. Receive the joy that comes from God, hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. 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 Oh, we praise You, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. We praise You, Father. Our mighty God. Our mighty God. Our mighty God. Hallelujah. Our mighty God. Hallelujah. Our mighty God. Hallelujah. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord, for the stone that has been rolled away. We thank You, Father. We thank You, Lord. In our own lives. Oh, we thank You for the stones that You have rolled away, Father. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. And these stones, they stand as a testimony. Oh, to the power of the risen Lord. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Now You're telling Your people, You have seen the stone that's rolled away, and You see Me sit on that. Go and tell your brethren. Hallelujah. Go and tell your people. Hallelujah. Go and tell your fellow beings. Hallelujah. Oh, that Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. He's no more in the grave. He's no more in the tomb. Hallelujah. He is going before You. This Jesus is going before You. Hallelujah. Open Him out and praise Him. Hallelujah. Open Him out and praise Him. Hallelujah. That this Jesus is going before You. Hallelujah. He is going before You. Hallelujah. Why is He going before You? He's going before You to unveil the eyes of many people, including people like Thomas. Hallelujah. Jesus is going for people like Thomas. Hallelujah. He is going. Hallelujah. He is going before You. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Your own family members, your own people, your own co-workers, the people that you're burdened about, and the people who say, even though I've seen so many testimonies, even though I've heard so many testimonies. I will not believe Jesus is going for such people. Hallelujah. Jesus is going for such people. He says, I will do whatever it takes to drive out that unbelief. Hallelujah. As long as they're sincere. Hallelujah. As long as they're sincere. Hallelujah. God is going for all the sincere people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You do your part and God will do his part. Hallelujah. If God tells you, you go and tell your brethren, you go and tell your brethren. Hallelujah. Dispelling the unbelief is God's work. Hallelujah. God will dispel the unbelief. Hallelujah. God will do the supernatural work. Hallelujah. God will break the bread right before their eyes. Hallelujah. And God will open their eyes of understanding. Hallelujah. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. God will do that. Hallelujah. God will do his marvelous work of opening their eyes. Hallelujah. But your job is to go and tell them. Hallelujah. Your job is to go and tell them. Be his witnesses. Hallelujah. You be his witnesses. Hallelujah. You go and tell what you have seen and heard. You go and tell what you have experienced. Hallelujah. The rest Jesus will take care of. Hallelujah. The rest Jesus will take care of. Hallelujah. The rest Jesus will take care of. Hallelujah. He cares for his people more than anyone else in this world. Hallelujah. He will do whatever it takes to bring those who are sincere but are filled with unbelief, to dispel the unbelief so that they too can become his living witnesses. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, what love. Oh, what love. Hallelujah. Oh, what love to a man who heard the teachings of Jesus, who heard what was going to happen, who saw Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead and the widow's son from the dead, who saw the resurrection right in front of his eyes, refused to believe that Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus didn't say, get lost, but he went for that person. He went for that person because when Jesus called Thomas, Thomas left everything and came to Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I'm not going to let you go, Thomas. You're sincere. I'm not going to let you go, Thomas. Hallelujah. He came and he said, you want to feel me and see that I am the same Jesus? Go ahead. Hallelujah. Thomas was never the same again. Hallelujah. Never the same again. Hallelujah. He became a man of faith who gave his life for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Who went around telling everybody as far as India to tell the people that Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. Oh, that's what one encounter with Jesus Christ will do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But are you ready to go like these women? To go and tell what you experienced, what you have felt, what you have seen, and what you have heard. Hallelujah. And all those whom you are burdened about, he will take care of them. He will bring them in. Hallelujah. He will open their eyes. Hallelujah. He will break bread in front of them. Hallelujah. He will give them what they need so that they can latch on to this loving Jesus. Hallelujah. So that their lives can become brand new. So that they may have this joy that comes from Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus went and he dispelled the sorrow that the disciples had. He dispelled the sorrow that even Thomas had. Hallelujah. He brought back the people who went back to fishing. Jesus is in the business of recovering those who are backslidden. Hallelujah. Those who have given up hope and have gone back, Jesus is in the business of recovering. Hallelujah. This is who our God is. Well, will you do what you're supposed to do? Will you do that which God is telling you to do today? You go and tell them. You go and tell them that he is risen. Hallelujah. That you have an encounter with this Lord of life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. God has spoken many things today. Many significant, concrete promises God has given. It's important for us to hold on to that. God will bring backslidden people. The sincere ones. Back to the fold. God will bring the sincere ones. Who are afraid and who have given up hope. God will bring them in. And he will turn them upside down. Hallelujah. He will make them mighty warriors in his kingdom. Hallelujah. God will do that. The sincere ones. Hallelujah. God will bring the Thomases back. God will bring the Peters back. Hallelujah. God will bring all those who went back to fishing. God will bring them back. Because these were sincere ones. Hallelujah. And God will use the women. Hallelujah. Oh, to carry heaven's news to those who are in distress. Hallelujah. This is the voice of the Holy Spirit that is coming to our church at this hour. He who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to this body of believers at this hour. Behold, I come quickly. Behold, I come quickly. But my work that needs to take place is not yet completed. God is looking for faithful people. Faithful people, sincere people in this body of believers. To raise them up. To raise them up. As he did with the disciples of Jesus. To pour into them as he poured into them in that upper room. So they can go and turn the world upside down. God wants to do the same thing in your life. Same thing in your life. Hallelujah. But before that, you must go. Hallelujah. Just tell what you have experienced. Hallelujah. Go tell your brethren. Hallelujah. Go tell your brethren. Hallelujah. Oh, that the stone has been rolled away. Hallelujah. Oh, that the angel is sitting on top of it. And I had an encounter and I have this message all from heaven. Hallelujah. That I must give. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you, Lord, for this time. Thank you, in the midst of much resistance, you brought this word to your people. And I praise you, Father. One more time, you showed how powerless Satan is in your presence. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for bringing your people into the house of God. Nourishing them, filling them with your word, with your presence, with your spirit. Thank you, Father. I pray may this word of God that has gone into them take deep root in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, let it go into every single cell in their bodies in Jesus' name. Let it do a mighty work of your resurrection power in their lives, Lord. Thank you, Father. I thank you for doing this. Bless the rest of this day as they spend time with their families, I pray. May the hand of the Lord be upon them and fill them more and more with your joy. With this blessed thing, as your servant standing in the presence of God, before the throne of God, according to the power and authority given to me by the Almighty God, I bless your people, that they may be just like these women who received the power of God. To go and tell their brethren. And to see the work of God take place. In a significant manner. That during their lifetime. They may see heaven come down to earth. I thank you for doing this. In Jesus' most precious name. I pray. Amen.